At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hello, welcome inside here, Fox Sports Radio. Jason and Mike in for Covino and Rich. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, I want to apologize ahead of time for Mike Harmon because he has the Angels on the money line right now, and it's not looking good. So just, you know, if you can get past that for the show the next couple hours.
It's tough, man. You know, I really was banking on Rendon to really come through and actually want to play baseball for a day.
Well, just one. You told me beginning of the season, hey, without Ohtani, they're really going to take off now. He was holding them back for so long.
No, I think we said that, Mike Trout might get some shine, sun to shine on him again, but if he can stay healthy. But for the rest of it, look, man, tickets for last night's game were available for $1. In the secondary market. That's right, $1.
Yeah,
and you could have driven right up and gotten your nacho helmet or sandwich delivered or whatever it is you do when you go to Anaheim. I mean, in a matter of moments, because there's nobody there.
You know, when I think about that story, I think about that that Jack in the Box commercial where the guy pulls up and Jack is standing there and he goes, hey, Jack, what can I get? He goes, how much money do you have? He goes, about $1. I mean, first of all, who pulls up to get fast food with $1, right? Because I got about $1. And he goes, oh.
Well, it used to be at the dollar menu as long as you accounted for tax.
Yeah, that's true. If you had $1.09 or $1.13, depending on where you live.
I didn't buy that for a dollar.
And Jack says, oh, you can get two tacos. They'll fill you up and they're cheap. Oh, thanks a lot. So you could either for $1 get two tacos from Jack in the Box or the entertainment of a 9-inning baseball game in Major League Baseball.
Either way, my stomach's getting turned.
I don't know, man. Hey, let's stop with the punch lunch. The food in Anaheim is pretty good, okay?
We were referring back. We weren't referring to food at Anaheim.
Dude,
referring to the $2 tacos.
They bring Jersey Mike's to your seat in Anaheim. They have a personal
waiter. But that's not $1. See, now you're changing the rules of engagement here.
I'll pay $12 for a sub if you're just going to bring it to my. If you're going to walk out to me and say, what would you like, sir? Oh, yeah, I'd like a Jersey Mike's sub. What would you like? Oh, the number two, the turkey with extra provolone. Onions, mayo, and mustard on both sides. Apparently I don't go to Jersey Mike's. Mayo, mustard on both sides. Yeah, no, that's what I want. Okay, we'll bring it to you. No, I'm okay with that.
You changed the value proposition. At one point, it was two tacos from Jack in the Box versus watching Angels baseball for $1, and that's not good. Now you added, hey, I can get a sandwich, whatever. No, you're adding extra cost. You're changing the value proposition of what we're doing here.
Yeah,
you're
like
missing
Roddy
the point
Piper.
Of the exercise.
Yeah, just like when you start changing the answers, I start changing the questions.
That's right.
Yeah. But the big question has been answered as we kick things off here today. Now, to no one's surprise, John Calipari, the story that has shook sports for the last 36 hours, now the Arkansas head coach. He has gone to the Razorbacks for less money than Kentucky would have paid him this year. However, he can make more depending on what incentives he achieves, which I assume, you know, based on recently is going to be, hey, get out of the first round of the tournament. So he goes there for less money, $7.5 million compared to $8.5 million. But now Calipari is the Razorbacks head coach. And look, you know, I understand where you're at. I understand that he had to go. We talked about this the night they lost to Oakland, that he sounded like a guy that was saying, what's next for me in my career? I don't know that it's Kentucky. And did he leave before he was pushed? 100%. Right? He left a year early rather than a year later, because in another year of a non-Final Four, and Kentucky, who's kind of had it with him, would have it with him even more. They say, okay, you're out, and maybe I'm not as desirable a guy a year from now to get another good head coaching job. But if I jump now, I go to Arkansas. It's a pretty good job. The guy that runs Tyson Foods is going to give me free chicken for the rest of my life, and the players are going to get free chicken and NIL money. There's going to be chicken everywhere. There's going to be chicken on the uniforms. There's going to be chicken patches everywhere. It's going to be the Arkansas Chicken Razorbacks. Oh, it's going to be great. So he goes and he gets there. But the big question now is, you have the biggest opening in all of college basketball. And for Kentucky, who you know they were ready for him to go, because not once during this entire storyline did you hear Kentucky say, oh, wait, no, we want you to stay. What can we do? No, it was, I want to leave. Oh, okay. Like all of a sudden, Sunday night, it was, he's negotiating with Arkansas. This isn't happening unless Kentucky is absolutely okay with this. They're okay with getting out of the money they were paying him. They're okay with moving on to a new head coach. They were okay with all of it. There was no pulling and pushing and punching and screaming for money, and you give me this and I want this. That's normally how it goes when, hey, we really don't want you to leave and you're trying to just jump out of here in the middle of the night. You know Kentucky was ready to let him go. But now I ask you the big question. Are you sure the next guy coming in is going to be better than Calipari? Because that's what people don't take into account. Okay, you want him out because he's lost in the first round of the tournament, but up until the last couple of years, they've still been great in the regular season. They've been to the Final Four. He's won a national championship, been a pretty successful 15 years. Are you sure the next guy you're getting to come in is going to be that guy? Because everybody that's on the big wish list so far has said not interested. These are the dangers, Mike Harmon, when you are ready to kick a guy out the door.
Well, we talk about it all the time, NFL head coaching and in the NBA, you just wait and Doc Rivers will be there to answer the phone for you.
That would be great if Doc Rivers says, hey, you know, Kentucky, if you want to call me, I'm not going to have much longer because, you know, look, we're going to lose in the first round. Giannis is not healthy. Damian Lillard's no good. I'd love to come down there. Hey, I got blue stuff in my closet already. I could put that Kentucky blue on and just show up. Don't need to give me any free swag. I got it all already. I'm good.
Nicely done. See, we got Doc in very early. We'll get Doc in again before we're done.
I'm digging that Doc Rivers might be the next coach in Kentucky.
Just the idea that, you know, you're always looking for next, and we've done it a number of times. Remember the Bengals when it was time to decide on Marvin Lewis. Hell, even with Bill Belichick in New England, it's like, I don't know what Gerard Mayo is, but it was time to change. Here with Calipari, you got 15 years, and that really scared me. You know, when we first started texting about this on Sunday, you, me, and our producer, Justin, we going back on, it was 15 years, just like that, right? Blink of an eye, and a guy that changed the game as far as the one and done, and how many times have you seen the total valuation of NBA contracts waived out as the recruiting tool? Look, I'm going to get you to the league, and you're going to make a hell of a lot of money. And now it's the pivot, because you need more of those veteran players, right? The one and done isn't translating into deep conference championships, into NCAA, you know, titles or Final Four appearances. So saying to everybody there, your boosters and the money men and the administration, hey, we need to pivot and change, but here's what I need to do it, probably met with some reticence along the way. There was a report from a reporter out of Lexington saying that he came back with some numbers. You know, and this was in the weekend. This was before the infamous stroller dog event that precipitated all of this as we go, or predated this final run and the awkward thing from his couch and all of that. But, yeah, the next guy doesn't exactly come in. He'll get a lot of handshakes, but the expectations are immense. And can you copy what Calipari had built? Can you be better? Man, I don't know. The devil you know, the devil you don't.
I mean, it's really, you have to know when you're saying goodbye to a coach like that, how are you going to get better? Right? It's like the whole thing with Ohio State and Ryan Day, right? Like the guy's like 68-3, except he's lost to Michigan three times. He's lost in the playoffs.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. And the last 3 years has been Michigan's won the Big Ten. Michigan's been to the playoff. They won a national championship.
Well,
doesn't matter.
Go further. Take the other side of that. Remember Harbaugh? Everybody wanted to run him off. And we're just like, remember who you are.
Yeah.
Not what you were.
Yeah.
Not what you think you were, but where you are in the pecking order right now.
Yeah, and I get that Ohio State was used to 20 years of drubbing Michigan because they went through 20 years of drubbing Michigan with great head coaches who won national championships. But this is kind of how it goes. You have a guy that's 11-1 every year, 12-1, you get to the playoff. They haven't won the Big Ten in a couple of years, and they had to watch Michigan win. I get that. But, like, entire Buckeye Nation wants him out, and I'm sure there's NIL backers who are going to say, I want a new coach. We have to beat Michigan. Who's the guy? Who's the guy that's going to come in that is not only going to go 12-0 every year, beat Michigan every year? Who's that guy? Who's that guy that's magically going to show up? I mean, are you going to have an AI version of Newt Rockne? You're going to make him, he's going to come and coach a team? That's how it's going to go? I mean, that might be how it could work for the Mets.
I kind of dig that. But, I mean, holograms are everywhere. We're going to get a Freddie Mercury one pretty soon. Kiss just sold their stuff to the guy from ABBA for $300 million. Let's go!
And here's Kentucky's new head coach, AI Freddie Mercury. Well, at least the national anthems will be great.
Absolutely.
But really, so they want him out. But who's the guy coming in that's going to be better? Who's going to be better than Calipari when already the biggest names out there that are at the top of your list? Because you can't just take a guy that, hey, this guy was pretty good at Pitt for the last couple of years. No, they've all said no. Danny Hurley has said no. Billy Donovan said, while not saying no, he said, no one's called me. I haven't had any conversation. Here's where I am. Everybody that's been out there has said, yeah, I'm kind of backing away from this. So who's the guy? I mean, really, you're going after Scott Drew, who supposedly is going to meet with Kentucky at some point in the next few days. I feel like Kentucky's search for a coach is like me, when you can go on the internet and go, oh, who's won a national championship in the last 5 years? Oh, look at that, Scott Drew. Let's call him, the coach of Baylor. He'll come here. I feel like that's how it's being done. Like someone's on it. Hey, you know what I just found? I know that Danny Hurley, but Scott Drew won with Baylor a couple of years. Really? Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's call him. He's got some Lexington ties. Let's call him and get him in here. Like, this is how it's being done. Are you sure? Are you sure Scott Drew is the guy? Are you sure that being okay with pushing John Calipari out and sitting around, because you know Calipari is not going to Arkansas unless he feels like I can't stay at Kentucky, because the difference between the two jobs, you're talking about Kentucky, which is the job in college basketball, versus Arkansas, which is a really good job in college basketball. Are you sure? I know you get upset. You forget, oh, we should be winning championships. Okay, this is how programs go into a tailspin. When you realize we need to be doing it better, and then suddenly you don't hire the right guy, and look what happens. And this is so dangerous for Kentucky, and that's really where the thing is now. Who's going to get to Kentucky and keep that blue chip, blue blood program and figure out NIL and everything else going on? Who's that guy? I don't know that guy's out there. And you watch Kentucky, if they're 18-13 next year or 16-14, you're saying, what happened? Well, you were okay with pushing Calipari out. And he's in Arkansas right now with all kinds of NIL money, eating all kinds of chicken, having wings every day, and he's loving life there.
Having a fermented chicken drink. Like during that Seinfeld trade. Scott Drew, plus 300. Billy Donovan at plus 500. Third, Arizona, Tommy Lloyd, and Nate Oates at plus 900. Even though
Mike, where's Fran Brown at?
Stop with Fran Brown. Fran Brown is Syracuse, okay? He's going to get us. We're going to the playoff this year with Fran Brown.
Playoffs?
Yeah, and I'm Batman.
We've gone from being,
Hey, you can't say that on air.
Nice to meet you, Batman. How are you? How are you, Bruce Wayne? I'm hoping you have some kind of party soon where I can come and donate money for whatever cause you have, and I can see the Batcave. Very excited about that. Exit, how about a Fresca? Exit, Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon is our show at night. We're in today for Covino and Rich having fun with us the next couple of hours. But coming up next, do we have a double barrel of incredible stories for you out of the NBA last night? Yes, we have the latest on Giannis as the NBA playoffs is holding their breath, waiting for an outcome for his health. But something from last night's game might turn out to be just as big a thing as the Giannis injury factor. What is it that happened between the Celtics and the Bucks? It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike in for Covino and Rich. This is Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get. Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Your podcasts.
This would be Freddie Mercury's pregame speech to Kentucky at halftime when they were down big to Oakland. Hey, we can't let that guy keep hitting threes. You got to step up. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Covino and Rich today. And just a little bit more on John Calipari before we get to the big double shot of news coming off of the NBA last night.
I really thought you were just going to say, while we get this Deacon bass solo.
Every time I think of that now, I just think of all the crazy faces Joseph Mazzello makes in that movie. Every time they cut to me, he's like smirking or like is that his thing? Hey, yep. When the camera's on me, I got to seize every moment. I'm going to look like I'm constipated every time the camera finds me. That's my look. But look, we talked a lot about John Calipari, who is now headed to Arkansas. We make a little bit less money than he was at Kentucky, but it could be more depending on certain benchmarks he achieves. But just a little bit of what he did yesterday that made the rounds. It was just so impressive. Right now, in the midst of all this going on, and we don't know if Calipari's going, look, this is a huge deal. It's the biggest story. It really overshadowed the NCAA final between UConn and Purdue. And it did. You picked up the vapors from Caitlin Clark in Iowa and South Carolina. So now here's Calipari leaving Kentucky. It's the biggest job in the country. Here he was yesterday putting out a message on social media explaining why he was stepping away from the Kentucky program, and really, it's good for all of us that I'm doing it. Take a listen.
Since our season ended, Ellen and I have spent a lot of time thinking about our time here at Kentucky. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And the fans need to hear another voice. We've loved it here, but we think it's time for us to step away and step away completely from the program. There have been opportunities that have been presented to us, and we're discussing them as a family.
Yeah, like he wasn't. I wanted Ellen to be walking behind him, carrying boxes to the front, and a mover putting stuff on a dolly, and then she puts papers in front of him. Yeah, we're discussing some things. Just start signing stuff right
there.
Or the
background just falls out, and it's really just a giant green screen that looks like the inner part of their home. Ah, damn it, he knocked it down. Like that dog that was in the stroller knocked something down.
Yeah,
it's and like it takes all the lighting down and everything.
It's like the last 24 hours Calipari was doing a Stars. They're just like us. Look, they walk their dogs. They have modest living rooms, just like all of us do. Like, yeah, hey, I'm going to show you. I'm walking my dog. I can't really talk right now about what's going on because I got my dog with me and a stroller, which is a little weird, but hey.
Yeah, the dog stroller dog thing still bothers me.
Well, look, he's 65. You can't, you know, much
energy.
Well,
he's not getting in the stroller. The dog's not pushing him.
Yeah, no, I know, but what you're doing, you're waiting for, hey, when the dog gets tired, the dog goes back in the stroller. You know, the dog takes a nap. I mean, you know, I can't say I wouldn't do that if I'm walking my dog and I'm 65. Hey, I got the stroller I'm pushing. Everything is good. And when he gets tired, I put him in the stroller. And we go.
You know what? You know the radius of what your dog can do. How about that? So you don't need the stroller.
But then here he is, and he's on his couch in his living room. So, hey, listen, I'm just like you. I know that I'm turning away $8.5 million a year for maybe a little bit more money with incentives. And I mean, maybe $9-10 million I wind up getting if I win here. But listen, you and I are the same, and we understand that Kentucky needs a new voice. Like, he must have been something in high school, man. Like, if he had a breakup with a girlfriend, and the girl's like, no, I'm breaking up with him, this is it. Like, she would show up to talk to him and then walk away going, did he just break up with me? I don't understand. Like, how he's able to just say, yeah, listen, Ellen and I have talked, listen, you need a new voice. We need a new challenge. Yes, 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 you're right. Yes, yes. Yes, and you walk away going, what just happened? I was so mad. I was ready to show up and yell at him all these different things. Yeah. I was going to, here's all your stuff, and here's your shoes that you left, and here's your shirt. And instead, I wind up crying, and he's holding my hand as he's leading me out. Hey, you know, good night. I'll talk to you at some point soon. We'll be friends forever, all of this. I mean, really, it's a masterstroke of what he tried to pull off the last couple of days. When it really was, hey, I'm negotiating with Arkansas on a Sunday night. Can't see anything Monday because it's getting finalized. Then Tuesday, I put out a statement saying, hey, you know, it's time for me to go. I'm looking at certain things. And 24 hours later, hey, everybody, I'm a Razorback. I mean, the way he's able to do that is just genius, man. Genius.
I thought he was going to sell me a timeshare. Or to get me to invest in gold. I don't know. Something like that.
There's no way I could walk out of one of those meetings and not buy a timeshare. I guess I kind of have to. I mean, he's very persuasive.
Whatever. I mean, that guy, I mean, look at him.
He had me convinced. Yeah, you know, you're right. It is his time for
you're
a new
right.
voice.
A new voice.
Yeah. It's not your fault you've lost to a higher seed in the last two tournaments. No, that's not your fault at all.
You didn't do anything to shut down the guy that, you know, really was on a heat check.
Yeah, no, it was
he had 10-3 border. I mean, there was nothing we could do to try to shut him down. I mean, or deny him the basketball with all my 5-star recruits.
I mean, I didn't think of putting another guy on him at any point. I just thought everything was going as it was, and he keeps making these shots. I didn't
he
think
was
of
due to miss.
Coach, do you need anything? What can I do for you, Coach, as you leave? What can I do for you now? What can I do? What can I do? He's a genius. He's absolute genius. So that's Calipari and now the Razorbacks. But outside of that, we had a big double shot of big news out of the NBA last night. I mean, look, the Knicks are great, and the Lakers, maybe now AD is really the MVP. But it looks like, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, that Giannis Antetokounmpo has dodged a serious injury. He left last night's win over the Celtics. After Derek White makes a three, Giannis is jogging back up court, and he just collapses. We have seen this before, and it's easy to make that leap. Aaron Rodgers had a calf strain, and what happened? Turned out to be a full-blown torn Achilles a few weeks later. KD had a calf strain, and what happened? Turned out to be a full-blown Achilles a few weeks later in the NBA Finals, and he was out for a year and a half. So for now, Giannis has dodged a bullet. It looks like it's a calf injury, and he'll be back, according to sources, when he's ready. Now, that's the good news. All right, Giannis is not out for a long time. But here's the thing, man. If I'm picking a team that's going to lose in the first round of the NBA playoffs, who can get upset in the first round, I'm zeroing in on Milwaukee. Okay, no, number one, yeah. Because you have no idea when Giannis is going to come back, right? He is going to have a little bit more time because they're not going to be in the play-in round. So you're talking about the end of the season on Sunday, then a few days off. So you're saying he's got about a week or so to try to get back. But even if he does come back, how healthy is he really going to be? You're going to worry every time he goes up and down the floor that this is where the calf strain turns into a blown Achilles, right? Because we've seen that. How effective is he going to be when he does come back? Doc Rivers has not been the answer. He is now playing lineup card Jeopardy, just trying to get any kind of positivity into the lineup. I'm going to bench a couple of guys. I'm going to start Patrick Beverley. I'm going to do these things because he's looking for a spark a week before the playoffs, because since Doc Rivers showed up, they're 500. They weren't good enough when they were like 20 games over 500. No, now they got Doc Rivers and they're 500. They are in a lot of trouble. And the big exclamation point on this, you talk about Giannis, you talk about Doc Rivers, but Damian Lillard has not been Damian Lillard. And it's enough to make you wonder, has he just gotten old? Have the minutes been too much? Because there's been so much time for him to try to get integrated on this offense. And now you're seeing his game-winning shots are getting blocked. He's not getting to the hoop. He doesn't look like he has the same push to get his shots that he did. He's league average now when it comes to field goal percentage. And he's always been a few percentage points above it. He is league average now. And he's become a volume shooter. Yes, he has big games where he scores 32 points, but he has 24 shots. Hey, 37 from here, 25 shots. 24 points here, 19 shots. He is a volume shooter, and he has not been what the Bucks brought him in to be. He's the other difference maker. He's going to make big shots at the end of games, and this is how we're going to navigate all the problems we had last year, right? We lose in the first round, and the final play is Giannis falling down, and Grayson Allen doesn't even get a shot off before the buzzer hits. So how are we going to fix this? No, we go get Damian Lillard, and now none of this is working. You're telling me a team that don't be surprised they lose in the first round? It's the Bucks and it's Giannis and it's Dame Lillard, and it's, is this really going to work? And does Damian Lillard want to stay if the season ends like this? There is so much at stake here. The Eastern Conference is suddenly incredibly wide open because you're talking about the Bucks, a team that everybody would have thought, hey, let's put them into the conference finals now. Now it's completely wide open and everything is changing.
Well, that's the thing, right? Coming in to the season, a lot of the analysis, I mean, stemmed off of bringing in Damian Lillard. You lose some of your rotation, some of your bench, and certainly defensively you give up some big movement there. Now you add the fact that Giannis is, look, it's a couple of regular season games, fine, but now you're treating the strain cap. And in the background to all of this, Jason, you've already had the, you know, hand-wringing and angst of, well, what if Giannis decides he doesn't want to be the Milwaukee guy anymore? So all of that was, and now it comes to, oh, now he's hurt. And when he went down, you and I were on air, and we looked at each other and went, all right, this is not good. He just sits down, starts rubbing his leg, and from all immediate reports and the tests that have been done, he avoided the worst. But how do you approach it if you're Milwaukee? You're not rushing him back on the court. And how much does he want to try to rush back for a team? I know they're in the number two seed. We've talked about the muddled mess that is the East, your Knicks and so many teams that are just right on their heels.
Look at the Knicks, man. Look at the Knicks. Here we come. Here we come.
You know what I mean? Like the East, it's the Celtics and everybody else. And so with Damian Lillard, all those years playing heavy minutes and wearing it, you know, he and McCollum, like, it were a two-man game for so long that even if you didn't have deep playoff runs, like we always cite with LeBron James and other players, that it's still additive. And the guy's not, you know, 28, right? He's in his early 30s, and he's got many a weary mile. Now you come to the end of games, situations that you allude to, but also if he's got to try to carry you, and that extra expenditure, it's a recipe for disaster. Not to mention that they fired a guy when they were 30 and 13, and Doc Rivers is now at 500 with that.
That's not my fault, though. That's not my fault. It's not my fault. I didn't know that Damian Lillard was going to turn 50 overnight. I didn't know that. That's not my fault. I didn't know that. I had no idea. No idea.
Well, now he gets the pass because Giannis is hurt, right? Unless he doesn't.
Not my fault.
It's not Blake's fault. It's not Blake's fault.
No, not me.
It's on all of us.
No, it's not. Look, what they should have done is they should have made me the head coach. They knew the team was good. That's when it should have, when they knew they had it going where they wanted to go, that's where I should have come in. Because then I could have come in and piloted that ship. But you come in and ask me to make changes and make the team good, and that's not what I do. I usually like to take a team, and I take a team that can overachieve, that they think is really good, and I underachieve with that team. And I go out in the second round, and I lose in game seven. That's what I do. And they should have known that about me when they hired me.
I think they lament the day, or okay. Giannis in a private moment, you'd get the admission that he really wished Budenholzer was back.
If you could go, like, if he has the infinity gauntlet, he can go back in time and change that and go,
just
hey,
twist things a little bit. Yeah,
this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. Now, that's not the only big thing coming out of last night's game, is that, and this is really insane when you think about it, an NBA record was set, 2 free throws. In last night's game between the Celtics and the Bucks. 2 free throws. That's it.
How many times did we check those box scores? We were watching it saying it was pretty clean and whistle-free.
2 free throws.
Come on, that can't be right.
2 free throws. Shattering the all-time record for fewest free throws in a game. Giannis went to the free throw line, and of course, you know, Giannis made 1 out of 2 before he got it. That was it. Now, I'll be honest, and Mike, you know, we watch some of the game when we can. We're doing the show, so it's not like we looked at every single play. But you want to get conspiracy theory really quick? Is there is no way that this was some kind of outlier? That, oh, we just happened to have a game that was played so clean, I could only whistle a foul once for a guy to go to the free throw line. I mean, come on. I mean, really, that's ridiculous. You even had Doc Rivers talk about it after. He even said, wow, Adam Silver's got to be happy. What was that game over in 2 hours? People can go out and have dinner and look at what's going on. I'll go conspiracy theory on you here, is that here was a game that was a test balloon. That was, okay, here's 2 good teams that could meet in the playoffs. You know, it's not something that's really going to go crazy with the standings, because the Celtics have first place clinched. Yes, the Bucks are battling for second, but here's a game here. Let's go easy on the whistles, because the NBA knows who they assign. They know what happens when Scott Foster does a game. They know what crews they send out to games, and suddenly you get games officiated differently. How much was this a test balloon? And it's Adam Silver's, hey, let's see how this whole pace of play, letting them play, works. And if there's not too much of a backlash on it and the players seem okay with it, guess what? The directive going forward is going to be let them play. Let them play, swallow the whistles, let's see more points, let's see less ugly games, and let's try to push the NBA higher with that. Because there's no way this is just one of those, oh, it just so happens they didn't blow the whistle. Real, what referees go to a game and don't want to blow the bleeping whistles? They all want to blow the whistles. So I would say, I know it gets a little conspiracy theory, but here it is, that here's a test balloon. And if the reaction is okay, and so far the reaction's been kind of okay with it, everybody, no one seems to be going crazy with it. It's just the anomaly of 2 free throws in a game. You're going to start seeing games officiated this way down the stretch into the playoffs, and maybe this is a new way that the NBA officiates games from here on out. There's no way this was a game that was just out there and everybody shrugs and moves on. No, this is a game with purpose.
Your referees, Danielle Scott, Ben Taylor, and Mark Davis. Mark with a C. Look, 88 total.
No, Sid, you shouldn't have said that. I like to think that Mark Davis was officiating the game.
The other Mark Davis?
In his Silver Raiders jacket.
I don't know. Evidently, he's now he's going to allow the front office to go pursue a quarterback and trade up. Ooh, crazy times ahead. But look, there were 88 three-point shots, and that's one of the big criticisms, right? It turned into a three-point shooting contest, and we've seen so many of the commentators, even in-game broadcasts and certainly in the panels that continue to grow. They're building bigger sets time and time again to add more seats to the table, talking about the game and the changes, etc. But, you know, Adam Silver, to some degree, to go in with your conspiracy theory for a moment, it's gone over really well for Rob Manfred, although Silver's going, we need more evidence. What's going on with all these pitcher injuries? Because if that's pace of play and clock related, we got to be careful about stuff like that as well. But look, if you can come in under 2 hours for a game,
for an NBA game in 2 hours, right? I mean, that's,
you know,
special,
what I mean,
man.
Though, because that's been one of the things for folks that are, I don't know, novice, casual, I guess casual is the right word, you know, soccer fans, right, where family and friends can get folks to sit down or maybe go to a game. What's one of the biggest things you hear cited? It's done in 2 hours, right? So that's one of the things that always comes back into play with this stuff, is how much we can improve the experience, get them on, get them over, get them in, especially when we're trying to fit into TV windows so we don't bleed and lose part of a doubleheader that's got to be carried on, you know, True TV or one of our sister stations. Gives us more an excuse to play True TV or not TV. But I don't know. I like your normally your conspiracy theories. We just kind of laugh at them and move on. This one I kind of dig, except for that whole 88 three-point shot attempts thing. Kind of flies in the face of it, because this one kind of looked like playground basketball. Make it, take it. There are no fouls unless you draw blood.
Jason Smith, Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio, in for Covino and Rich today. We have more basketball on the way, but straight ahead, how about this NFL bombshell where a star felt, you know what, last year I thought my career was absolutely over. It's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
SR to listen live.
And want to let you know, TJ, radio is still free. You will not need to pay a fee, Waybill, to listen to this show, TJ. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Covino and Rich here on Fox Sports Radio. And, you know, I said a few weeks ago, it's time for all of us to have a break from Aaron Rodgers, right? We need a break. Need a break. The whole vice president thing and the whole Sandy Hook story. We needed a break. Needed a break from him. Needed a break. Needed a break. It's time. Okay, you know what? I need to not hear your name for a while. So, we've had a break from Aaron Rodgers for about a month or so. And now Aaron Rodgers is back. Did a podcast, the I Can Fly podcast, which actually came out last night, but with Aaron Rodgers. When he does a podcast, these podcasts are like 9 hours long. You got to listen to the whole thing to get everything out of it because, you know, you could get stuff about flat earth or some kind of stuff, and then, oh, hey, now we're here about football. But he actually talked a lot about football, and this is starting to make headlines now around the league where he thought he was done in the aftermath of his Achilles tear on September 11th. Said, quote, I was really thinking this is it. You don't come back from this injury. He went on to say how disappointed he was. He had a great offseason. He fell back in love with football with the Jets, and it was so devastating. He told his friends, I need help. But then I realized it's not season ending. He still wants to play 2 to 4 more years, and he's ready to go, and he's locked in, and he's going to be at OTAs in a month, and everything is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. And you know me. I've gone from, you know, how can I be excited about this Jets season? I spent so long in the offseason last year just being so excited every day going, we're going to the Super Bowl because we got Aaron bleeping Rodgers, man. We're going to the Super Bowl. And then it just gets ripped out from under me on September 11th after 4 snaps. And I'm like, this is how it goes. I said, no, I'm not going to get excited. No, no, screw that, man. I'm back on. I'm back on, man. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm stoked. Hassan Reddick said today, people don't know what they're in for next year with the Jets defense and Rodgers is coming back. I'm all in, man. I am back on. I am all in. I'm excited again. It is not going to happen again. It just took this and reading this story and hearing him talk and saying, okay, there's no more political stuff. He's not going to be vice presidential candidate. Okay, I'm back. I'm in. I am ready, Mike. I am so I'm sold. I'm back.
Did you see him? He was in the gym this morning. He showed up on Fox on Good Day LA. The Mexican Olympic wrestling team was training in Westlake Village, and they were doing a story, and all of a sudden, there's Aaron Rodgers in the background. Hey, everybody. And so he's still doing the on-camera interview, and the cameraman keeps panning over to where Aaron Rodgers is and his workouts where he's doing the pulls and everything and doing his arms and shoulder exercises. Like, it was supposed to be about us. Why's it got to be about that guy again? See, but now you're getting sucked in again. See? It happened. You don't have a number two receiver yet, but you're getting sucked into your Jets talk again with your old offensive linemen and all this stuff. And here we go because Reddick's all excited. He's getting you on board too.
Okay, first of all, Mike Williams will be fine when he starts playing sometime in late November. So we have a number two receiver. Secondly, yeah, man. I mean, of course, I'd be excited if I was the director on the show. Hey, stop panning over to the Aaron Rodgers is a much bigger deal, okay? It's great that we have this story going on, but Aaron Rodgers is a bigger thing.
Yeah.
It's a bigger thing that he's here working out and lifting weights and all kinds of stuff.
Well,
it's
it was a 3-minute, 32-second segment on Good Day LA here, our local Fox affiliate in Los Angeles.
Know how long it was? How do you know how long it was?
Because I had it on, so I made a note.
No, but
and about 2 minutes in.
It's one thing to say, okay, it was a three and a half minute segment. Yeah, it was a 3 minute
well,
and 32 second segment. Like, how do you know that?
Pause on where he decides, I'm not talking to the guy from the Mexican wrestling team anymore. I'm going to go talk to Aaron Rodgers in the middle of his workout. Yeah, and that was at about the 2 minute mark where he just said, to hell with this guy, I'm
done. Yeah, but even then, you know the 2 minute, but three, it's a 3 minute and 32 like,
our credibility is about specificity. When I say Grimes was in the game given the Knicks heavy minutes, I am showing my authority. When I say Hartenstein off the bench what a lift he has been, I am showing you why I earn my two commas.
Yeah, not as good as Grimes, though. I mean, Grimes has been so good.
Grimy.
You know, he's so good. Other teams, they think like he's not even there. He's like John Cena. You can't see him. It's such a great deal.
Did you watch Monday Night Raw? You saw our third man of our tag team that you can't see? And then inevitably, there he is.
I got news for you, man.
If you told me right now, ask me right now, who's going to win the AFC East, I'll tell you the Jets are going to win. Patriots are starting over. The Dolphins, for some reason, are treating this offseason like we need to start over. I don't know why. The Bills just traded their best receiver, and I don't know how they're going to replace it because they have no wide receivers right now.
Ready?
Who's got the best defense? Aaron Rodgers healthy? Get ready, buddy. AFC East champions. We're coming, man.
Quickly, here's your odds. Bills plus 155. Dolphins plus 175. Jets at plus 240. You got some value there, Smith.
Value, man. Value. Value. It's how it works, man. I'm telling you. Get ready, AFC East champion Jets. Once every 20 years, we'll win the AFC East. It happens. Speaking of football, coming up next, we have big stories out of Brazil and Starbucks. Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hello, welcome inside. Hour two. DeVito and Rich here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for the guys. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, you don't think we'd have big NFL headlines today, Mike Harmon, from such exotic locations like Brazil and Starbucks.
All right.
I mean, not the same story, obviously. It's not a story in a Brazil Starbucks. No,
why not?
We have Brazil. I mean, Sean
Brazilian
sure.
Butt lifts and yeah. Starbucks.
Oh, yes. Well, look, Brazil. Come on, man. Topless beaches, killer spiders. I mean, Brazil.
Stuff could kill you, but you're going to be excited the entire time you're there. Let's go.
It's like going to Australia. Hey, man, it's going to be it's a white knuckle ride. Like I
as soon as I know I'm terminal, that's where I'm going. What's the snake? Hey, buddy.
I picture every trip to Australia being like Fury Road. You just start driving. It's like, all right, man, I don't know what's happening. We got some people that are like swallowing spray paint, and somehow they're attacking us. I don't know, but let's just keep going.
Why are you putting on eye black as you come off of the plane?
Is this the way to the Great Barrier Reef? Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm just gonna
I
keep
brought
going
my own in. My own guy. I just need something to light his guitar. Let's go.
So let's start with Brazil, where we now know what the opening game in the NFL season is going to be. The Packers and the Eagles will play the season opener the Friday before the regular season begins on Sunday in Brazil. Now, we knew that the game was going to be in Brazil. Now we know both teams, the Packers and the Eagles. The Eagles were the team we were waiting to find out who it was going to be. It's going to wind up being a home game for the Eagles, which I am sure they are thrilled at. So we have the Packers and the Eagles in the first game. And, of course, this game, the biggest deal, Friday night, it'll be in Sao Paulo, awesome. It is going to be exclusively airing, streaming on Peacock. There we go. Get ready.
Yay.
Get ready. All you right, want to watch opening night in the NFL, it is and forget about one playoff game that nobody cares about because the Dolphins are playing in minus 50-degree weather. They're going home. Forget about some generic game, Black Friday. No. Season opener. Got to have Peacock. Here it comes, everybody. Get ready.
Well, as we say, marquee events and roll it through. Now, I always lament and, I get up on a soapbox and rant about the opening weeks. I don't need made-for-TV events when I've been waiting for football to come back. But if you're going to add another extension for a partner and charge them thusly, then yes, you've got to give them something back a little bit better than, all right, insert your two worst football teams here. You want to decide who are the worst teams right now, or do you want to wait till after the draft?
Let's wait till after the draft.
Okay, let's wait till after the draft. That's what you call a long-form tease in the business. But, you know, for this, I mean, Eagle fans will get over it. They just had 145,000 people show up for WrestleMania, so they were blessed with that big event. They can give up a home game. So it's just tough, though, when you have a home game against what's expected to be another playoff-worthy team that you go play in Brazil and give up the home crowd for that. So I can understand maybe a little bit of angstiness there. But on the grand scale, again, it's all made for TV production. How do we get in there and sell? Now on Peacock.
Well, look, and this is just, and it's weird because I feel old saying it. I feel like I'm speaking to
say
people
it, Grandpa.
Who are old saying it, but I'm like, this is the way the world is going. This is going to be the norm in sports very, very soon. You think there's going to be less games on streaming? I mean, you think because, oh, I don't know how to get this. I don't need to get now. I got to get Peacock. I got to get this streaming service. Okay, I understand that streaming services, there's a lot of them. You don't know which ones you want because it's, the next couple years in streaming is going to see a bit of a reset of the market. Not every streaming service is going to make it because you can't. It's too hard. And so you're going to see some merge. We're already seeing
Disney and Hulu and all of these like bundles.
What's Hulu? I don't have that statement. What's Hulu? What's Hulu?
Hulu Plus.
What's Hulu? Is that when I go to Isaac Lohenkron's house and I watch Hulu? Is that Hulu?
It is the bootleg version.
I get Hulu.
And he's got a stand.
Isaac Lohenkron.
Hey, listen, I can get you Hulu for $1.99 a month. I can get Hulu? No, it's Hulu, actually. It sounds like something from The Simpsons. But this is where sports is headed, right? For streaming, when the NFL is saying, "Oh, you're giving us $100 million for one game." Okay, this is the way it's going to go, and it's going to drag a lot of people kicking and screaming into that. But this is technology. This is you're not unringing this bell when something happens, and you can see the way the world is moving on something. They're not just going to stop. If anything, by the time you get to the next big television rights, like, are we really sure that CBS and Fox are going to wind up winning the battles again? Are we sure that's going to happen? Or is Amazon going to say, screw it, we want all the games? Here's $50 billion, and we're going to air all the games. All the games are going to be on Amazon Prime. Every single one.
Like, well, that's how Elon's going to save X.
And all the games are going to be on X.
All games in little... You got to keep scrolling.
I want to watch a game on my TV. No, you got to watch it on X.
X marks the spot.
That's fine.
No, but legitimately, I mean, look, what the market will bear, you don't have to like it. And yes, you know, you went full grandpa guy like you usually do when we do the horror movies of warnings of terrible things. And no. To some, this is.
You should see my dad trying to find Friday Night Baseball on Apple. So what do I do? So but I don't see the game. Just scroll over. No, but just scroll over, Dad. It'll be there eventually. But it's showing me these other movies that I don't know what these are. Dad, I know they're going to – okay. Just – you know what? I'll come over.
Dad, did you find the game? No, I'm watching this Michael Douglas's Ben Franklin show.
I'm watching this Catherine Zeta-Jones movie from 2013. I never heard of this movie. I can't believe it.
And it's fantastic from pillar to post. But it's just the way it flows in terms of the economics of the game and different partnerships. And as we love to cite Kevin Durant, you don't like it? Don't watch. There are 271 other games, minus the ones that'll be on Peacock that you decide you don't want to pay for, that will be available through various streaming platforms for you. I give you all a big virtual hug, and I get it. You can't have them all. You can, but you pay for it. So, you know, the old argument of it's one less meal out, one less Starbucks a week, or whatever the case may be. Like, they're not prohibitively expensive. They're annoying as hell when you see, I got charged. What's that charge? Oh, yeah, it's the monthly for this. Oh, yeah, it's the monthly for that. The kids have me subscribing to this for this reality show that they have to watch because they watch it with their friends. I get it. It's annoying, but it's the reality. Either that or just cut it all and go live in the desert.
So from Brazil, we go to Starbucks, specifically a Starbucks in Maricopa County. And normally, you hear Maricopa County, go, okay, what now? Right? Like this old Maricopa County. What now? What now? Listen, the great state of Arizona, where I can perform marriages legally, I can marry people in Arizona.
I drove through there with no incident.
Was there a billboard for me saying, hey, you need to get married, call Jason? Right? He's available.
No.
Saturdays.
You know what? We did. You know, it's funny you bring up billboards. We ran through a gauntlet. I want to say it was about 2 miles. Like here in Southern California, we get all of the lawyer ads.
mm-hmm. right? It's one after another. You have an accident. You do this. You don't like the people at your job. All of these things. You know, you got lawyer after lawyer. There, we
what do you
had...
mean? What do you mean you don't like the people at your job? Like, they'll do something to them? Like, what kind of billboard is that?
Well, they're mad. They're, you know, you want to file. You know, you got a guy like you that harasses me.
We're gonna corner the market on workplace violence. What are you you don't like the guys you work with? Call us. We'll send a guy over.
Well, I've been verbally abused by you for years, and I'm tired of it. You get the point. Anyway, into a corridor of about two straight miles that it was nothing but veneers and oral surgeons. Like, it was absurd. Like, one after another. And my daughter, right, she's 15, and she just remarked, going, Dad, we don't have, I mean, anything like this in L.A. It's all, like, yes, there are dentists all over the damn place. Like, but why are they all concentrated in this one stretch of road? We still have to do the search to try to figure out what the hell's going on there. But anyway, back to your Starbucks in Maricopa County where you perform marriages.
Former NFL, yes, call me. I'm free most Saturdays and alternate Sundays. Former NFL superstar Terrell Suggs was arrested in Scottsdale on two charges a month after a dispute he had in a Starbucks drive-through line that led to him sticking a gun out of his window. This according to all police records. So what happened? He was in his car and he was in the Starbucks drive-through line. Apparently, Suggs threatened to kill another driver after he backed into his car while trying to reverse in the drive-thru line. After initially, he drove past the ordering speaker. So drove in. So Suggs drives past the drive-thru line speaker, tries to reverse, hits the guy behind him. He and the guy get out of their vehicle, start arguing about whether or not Suggs actually hit the guy's car. Both guys get back into their cars without incident. But then when Suggs drove away, he stuck, A, his middle finger up at the other guy, and then, B, Suggs said he would kill the other guy, and then pulling out of the drive-thru, stopped his car and stuck a handgun out of the driver's side window. According to reports, he never pointed it, just kind of showed him that he had a gun. So what happened? Terrell Suggs goes to Starbucks, drives past the speaker, tries to reverse, hits the other guy's car. They get out. They discuss it. Everything is fine. They pull out. He flips off the one guy. The other guy probably says something back. And then Terrell Suggs shows him his gun. And now he's arrested a month after this happened because of what happened in line at Starbucks. Now,
That's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot. That's why I had to say it a couple of times.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Because here's what I want to focus on this is that, okay, you drive past the – I mean, I've been to drive-thrus so many times in my life. I have never driven past the line to order. I've never driven past where the thing is. Every time I come to something that looks like a microphone, I'm going to talk to it, I stop. And then sometimes they go,
could you pull up to the next one, please?
Yeah, sure, no problem. I've never driven past it. So how do you I don't get the whole driving past it and then having to back up. Like
you missed your spot. You're done.
I mean,
it's like you missed a parking spot.
Nope, got to go all the way around.
Bring it back around, pal.
But I'm stuck in the line here. Sorry, got to go all the way around. How many times do I go to McDonald's? I mean, like, you talk about a guy.
You're on a first-name basis with these people.
I need to listen. Timmy is a really cool guy. You would somebody, hey, who's an expert on this? Who's an expert on this? Oh, Jason Smith. He goes to drive-thrus all the time. But I've never driven past the window or past the microphone where I have to order. I never have. Especially a place like Starbucks where, you know, there's only one, right? Because it's not like this whole big this operation, like sometimes fast food restaurants have two lanes you go through, or they have the first line with a speaker, then you pay at the second one. Even that's not that complicated. Starbucks just has to be one because it's a Starbucks. How do you drive past it? I understand how you miss it. And you, oh, sorry, I missed where I got to pull over to order. Because all I'm thinking of at that point is I'm pulling up, because what you want to order, usually the big signage is right there where the microphone is that you talk into. I don't know how you drive past it.
Well, I would say this. You're too busy worrying about locating your gun. By the way, you also said dispute. I like that. I like dispute. That separation. It's like, you know, in Chicago when you say McDonald's.
Not a
You said dispute. Not dispute. Dispute.
Dispute. McDonald's has the golden arches. McDowell's has the golden arcs. And I really don't, you know, getting so upset with somebody that, yeah, when it's all over, then I pull out a gun. Like, it's over and done, and I flip the other guy off and everything else, and then I pull out the gun. Like, really?
Like, that's what you do at the end? It's not before. I don't understand. This whole story makes
sense. I mean, we've all done the flipping off.
Oh,
but
sure.
But let's get the final mark here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I really don't understand how this happened. I don't understand really how you miss when you have to order. Well, got to back up because you got to back up pretty far if you hit another guy, because there's no way the other guy is like right on you, and so you have to have missed it by 15 or 20 feet.
But that's
because the other guy is pulling up into the area where he's going to go order.
Yeah, you lose. Drive back around. I get some anger management classes.
That's just shocking. I mean, that is like some kind of drive-through savagery right there, man. That is something.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.